Live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid conservative and just plain right. Going to switch gears on you. Just spent the whole last half hour talking about human trafficking. Now we're going to go to something else that deals with our kids, especially education in Alabama. We are ranked 50th in the nation. 50 out of 50. And when you look at math, we actually scored 52, which we can talk about more of that later. But what it means is whatever we're doing ain't working. It's time to do something better, something different, something that perhaps throws a little choice in the mix and says that basically if you as a parent or legal guardian are not satisfied with where your kid is, maybe you should have a chance to move them somewhere or do something different. Well, one of the best advocates for that is a friend of mine, State Representative Charlotte Meadows. She has been serving in the Alabama House of Representatives for District 74 since 2019, but I've known her for years prior to that as an advocate on school choice issues. She's also the founder of LEAD Academy, which is a charter school in the Montgomery area. So I'm proud to bring her on right now. Hey, Charlotte Meadows, how are you doing, my friend?
Hey, Senator Williams. It's good to hear from you.
Well, it's good to hear from you, and I know you fit us in between a bunch of meetings. I think you've been Excel in Education at their big summit.
Yes, and this has just been a phenomenal, very packed day, and when you texted this morning, I was like, no, I can't miss one of these things, and then I looked at the schedule, and I thought, well, golly, I'm in a break. So here I am, taking a break, but this has been a great meeting, good timing to talk about school choice, because that's what this conference is all about, and it's really inspired me to come back to Montgomery and try harder because we're not getting it done in Alabama.
No, well, and thank you. You're right. And it's not because of you, that's for sure. I mean, but we see some things that are just what I would consider to be low-hanging fruit. Like last year there was a bill that would have just simply level-funded charter schools the same as any other public school, and it didn't even see the light of day. And I mean, what do you expect, Representative
Meadows?
Well, I've
had
what do you think?
Disappointments in the legislature this year. That was definitely one of them. but that, I mean, that's something that we're still. There's actually several things going on the charter school front, but one of them is a lawsuit up in the Birmingham area that the charter school has filed against the Birmingham City Schools and I guess Jefferson County. So hopefully that will reap some positive benefits so that students in all public schools receive the same type of local funding as any other student in that county. And that's that's really, I mean, you were there when that bill passed. That was the original intent. It's just been not interpreted and not applied the way it was intended.
No, and it's one of those things that they have fought to keep it at bay, and the teachers' union is constantly at odds with the idea of doing anything that breaks the norm or defeats their narrative that they're doing fine as is. But they're not doing fine as is. So let's be clear. There's two types of choice, really. There's more than two, really. But charter schools are actually public schools that have a separate charter, allowing them to do some things they would not normally be seen in a regular school. And then there's the idea
of they're required to meet the charter in the first, well, really by the end of the fourth year, or else they are in very real danger of being closed down.
Well, there you go.
And They take the same assessments. They have to do the same compliance monitoring. The only real difference is that we get funded at a lesser amount.
Well, so the other things that we see right now are things like open enrollment, which just basically means you're not leaving the public school system. You're just allowed to go to a different public school. And I think it was West Virginia that passed one of the best open enrollment bills in the nation. This is a state that has, you know, Joe Manchin as a Democrat senator, but they passed a statewide open enrollment bill.
And there's a great group of people from West Virginia down here with us. Patricia Rucker was the senator who passed that bill. I've actually been with her twice this year. She's very dynamic, very energetic, and really believes that every student can learn if given the right opportunity and the right resources. So that's the thing is parents don't realize it, but they are their child's best advocate, and they're the child's first teacher. And that's what's happened in the last year and a half so much. Parents have become the teacher, whether they wanted to or not, by virtue of the fact that the schools were closed. And did the parents get what they wanted out of this last year and a half? That's the real question.
And many of them were shocked to find out what was going on in their child's school at the same time.
Correct. You know, Phil, go back in history, and every time we've had a major disruption or interruption in life, something really good has come out of it. And, I mean, we could talk about the, you know, the Dark Ages, the Middle Ages, the World War One, World War Two, but with this pandemic, what the really good thing that can come out of it is turning education upside down on its head so that every child gets what they need and that the system provides for the child's needs. Not that the child goes to school and has to fit their little square holes into a round peg, but that the school system actually works to provide the needs of every child. I would call it an IEP, like an individual education plan. And that, to me, is the ideal. And if we could fund every student for the needs that they have, then that's real school choice.
Yeah, it certainly is.
And it's being done. Like you said, West Virginia passed a very comprehensive, all students are eligible education savings account, and it includes money for anything that the student needs to go to school or to get an education. They don't even have to go to school. They can be homeschooled. It's just very encompassing. So,
last I checked, the apocalypse did not come to West Virginia because they dared to pass something like that. Am I correct?
It hasn't yet. That's true. It hasn't yet. Although I'm sure people are still waiting for waiting to fall off the cliff and see what happens when it's all fully implemented.
Well, let me ask you, in terms of standing on the cliff, we're number 50 in the nation right now, Charlotte, and you know that, in terms of education rankings as a state. And it's awful. It's abysmal. And yet we cannot say that money is the issue because we have like something like 8 states that spend less per student than we do, and they rank higher than us in the rankings. So it's not a money thing. It's a what you're doing with the money thing.
Exactly. So, that was one of the points that was made earlier today. Let me ask you this. Do you remember back in the 90s when Florida was 50th in the nation in graduation rates?
Oh, I'd forgotten that. They were? Wow.
Well, okay. They were. And then Jeb Bush came along, and he really focused on education. He lost in 94, but I guess it was 98 he won, and put a huge focus on education for Florida. And now they are top dog in the country. Let's move forward to 8 or 9 years ago with Mississippi. We've always said, thank God for Mississippi.
Right.
Because they were lower than we are, but they're not anymore. And do you know why?
They focused on some school choice issues, and they made some changes.
Well, they've made some changes. They focused on literacy, and they've trained all of their teachers how to teach reading. And within 8 years, they've gone from 50th in reading to 23rd in the nation.
Wow.
So, I mean, just, if they can do it in Mississippi, you can't tell me we can't do it in Alabama.
No, you're exactly right.
We can. We have to. And our kids are not – our kids are as smart as the kids in Mississippi.
Well, we know they are. And in fact, I would dare say we probably have even more opportunities here in Alabama than they do in Mississippi by and large. Well, let me ask you this, Charlotte. What is going to happen – in the next legislative session? Because, you know, as an outsider now, you know, I was there for 8 years, but as an outsider now, looking in and with groups like myself, like with the Alabama Policy Institute and others, we see basically a legislative body that has an apathetic kind of a shoulder shrugging mode right now when it comes to school choice. Is there anything brewing that's going to actually change the game that you see coming?
You know, unfortunately, I don't see a whole lot, and I'll just credit it to the fact that this is an election year. You know how little gets done in election year. Nobody has an appetite for anything big. That being said, this may well be my last year in the legislature, so I probably will have the appetite to bring some big legislation.
Don't say that. Don't say it.
And would really like to see a statewide education savings account.
Well, I agree with you, I believe that the Policy Institute would celebrate that with you if we saw the opportunity arise. But it's going to take the political will of more than just one. It's going to take, you know, a plurality of the House and Senate to get it done. It's going to take the leaning of leadership to do something different. And right now, and I know all those leaders, they're friends of mine, but they're just not getting it done when it comes to school choice.
You know, you're right, they're not getting it done. But, you know, if we really thought of this as a crisis the way it is, I think parents would be marching in the streets demanding that we do better for their kids. Mm-hmm. And when you look at our statewide ACAP scores from this last year, and I know this is the first year of the test, and so it's a baseline test, and we've got to give everybody a chance to get used to it. But realize that on average, and this is not an exact number, but around 50% of the third graders are not reading on third grade level.
Yeah.
50%. Yep. Which means that if we follow through with implementation of the Literacy Act, and this will not happen, because in the first place, I'm 100% sure that the legislature will come back and move the implementation back at least a year, if not more. So no, don't anybody start to panic that their third graders are going to be held back. But on the other hand, what's the worst thing that happens if your third grader is held back? They learn to read.
I mean, and standards are actually enforced.
Let's not overreact to something that's not overreactive type of problem.
Yeah.
We've got to focus on what's best for the child.
Well, and that is exactly the mode we have to be in. Charlotte, I know you're at a conference right now, and we're up against a break, but I certainly appreciate your time today. And I want you to know, too, that I appreciate you and the fight that you've been in for years. So you hang in there, my friend. Let's get her done.
Well, not stopping the fight.
Not stopping it at all.
Great to be with you today.
All right. Take care. State Representative Charlotte Meadows, representing from House District 74. We're going to move to a short break right now, folks. Come back, and I'm going to kind of wrap that topic up with you. I'm just telling you, I mean, this is low-hanging fruit, people. And she's right. If parents were paying attention, for that matter, even if you don't have kids in the system, but you're a resident of this state, you should care about the fact that we're 50th in the nation. We have got to stop doing the same old, same old. Teachers Union, you are a failure. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and by God, just plain right. We'll be right back.